When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com. Code program.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hello, hi, and welcome to another episode of The Emma Gunn Show. I'm your host, Emma Gunn Wardner. And in this episode, we're going to discuss fitness, well, fitness fashion. And this is going out during December 2019 when I'm doing daily podcasts, my beloved Christmas pods. And Dr. Rangan Chatterjee has already featured talking about the importance of movement during the season of excess. But I wanted to just talk about it from another perspective. And this is about the kit you wear while you're exercising. Just because I've tried and tested quite a lot of new brands actually this year. And I've been really impressed with some of them. So I wanted to share them with you because I don't know about you, but the intention to exercise is often the thing that happens between the intention and the actual exercise can be the buying the clothes. And how well the clothes perform will impact how good the exercise feels. I don't know, maybe it's just me, but I like buying fitness gear and I hate it when it underperforms. So what I wanted to include in this episode was the kit that I've been really impressed with and think is worth your investment if you are indeed looking for fitness gear. So the first brand is ASOS 4505. So this is the fitness brand from ASOS, which is the big, massive online retailer, fashion retailer. And trust me, I've worn my fair share of cheap high street fitness gear over the years. And in the main, it's pretty awful. You can come across some gems, but it makes you sweat. The material's too hot. There's no support if you're looking for support, particularly on the chest. The fabrics tend not to be very durable and you end up having to replace them pretty quickly. You know, there's nothing like spending a bit of money on some leggings and then the seam going when you're doing a squat, right? So ASOS 4505 is affordable and the quality is also really good. That's what I think is really impressive about this range because it does sit in the affordable bracket, but the quality is really sound. And they've also nailed the fashion element. So it's not just where you get something functional. You actually get clothes that look really good too. They have some amazing long sleeve running tees that are slightly burned out in fabric. So somewhat not entirely, but a little bit see-through. And so they make a really good top layer. And they come in loads of colours like khaki, red, black, blue, white, green. And I've lived in those on runs and walks in the warmer months this year. They've just been really, really good because I do like to cover my arms. I've also very recently bought their long sleeved ribbed crop top for my home workouts. And it's just utterly great. It's got a really high neck, really nice high neck. It's got great long sleeves with the little thumb holes. Although we do need little holes for watches, don't we, now, so that we can keep keep track of what we're doing. So I roll one sleeve up and it's really nice. Like I said, long sleeve, cropped, looks great with black leggings, really simple. And I feel like JLo when I wear it and I don't leave the house. So there we go. But it doesn't make me really sweaty. It doesn't cling. It lets me, you know, my body breathe during the workout. So it's absolutely brilliant. So if you are in the market for some new fitness gear, but you don't want to spend crazy money, then I highly recommend this collection. And just to be really, really clear, I buy from ASOS. I don't have a press discount. I used to. Oh, I used to love that press discount so much. I don't have one anymore. So I pay full price on ASOS. And this is a recommendation based on the fact that I've purchased. So my other discovery this year is the Sweaty Betty Power Legging. Now, Sweaty Betty are up there price-wise, but these were gifted to me. Full disclosure, you might remember if you're listening in the UK, Sweaty Betty sponsored the podcast at the end of the summer. And as part of that sponsorship, they said, oh, we'd like Emma to try some of our gear, and they sent me the Power Legging. And I've been wearing New Balance leggings for about 3 years because they fit really well. They have a high waist. They're extremely well made and durable, and they just wear and wash really, really well. So I was actually ready to wait for the January sales and stock up on another 3 pairs because I've got 3 pairs that I have worn to death. But the Power Legging, and it beats it. And I'm really shocked I'm saying this to you because I love those New Balance leggings. There's nothing wrong with them. I'll still use them. But the Power Legging sculpts your butt, holds you in really nicely around your stomach and thighs. And they're really well made and have incredibly strong seams. Plus, they wash really well. So I've had mine for about 2 months and I've washed them lots, but they feel brand new every time I put them on. So I'm definitely going to be stocking up on those and getting some of the 7/8 pairs. So that means that the legs are slightly shorter because my legs are too short for the full length ones, which I have now. So I have to turn them up. Great. The benefits of having short legs. So I'm going to get the 7/8 pairs, but genuinely every time I wear them, I think, God, these are so good. So those are kind of my basic brands, but I know that we need to talk sports bras because prior to my breast reduction surgery, and if you're a long time listener, you know, I've talked about this before, I would sometimes wear 2 or 3 bras to work out in to stop my boobs from bouncing. And in my many years of running, the best combination for strapping down an unruly bosom was a panache underwired sports bra with a crop top over the top. And if they were particularly bouncy, a boob band over the top of that. So you've got your bra, which is structured and has underwire in. Then you put a crop top over the top. And I always used to go a size smaller than I was so that it would really compress. And then if I still felt like they were trying to beat me in the chin, I would wear a boob band and that would keep them from the bottom bounce would have been prevented by the bra and the crop top, but the top bounce would need a little bit more. And that's what you use a boob band for. And again, I'll put the links in the show notes if you're unsure. But that combination, if you have big boobs, but you're doing high impact sport, that comes with my highest personal recommendation. And again, I've bought all of these things because I know firsthand how well that combo works. It really, really does make a difference. And if I know what it used to be like, if you didn't feel like you were supported, there were runs that I walked on or there was exercise that I stopped doing because I thought I'm bouncing around too much and it can really get in your head. That is an excellent combination if you want minimal bounce. But I have had breast reduction surgery. So, and anyone who's had it will tell you that you revel in lighter support, sports bras and thin straps and not having to double bag everything. And I think the first thing I bought for myself when I got home from the hospital, I think I actually went onto ASOS straight away and bought an Adidas 3-stripe sports bra because I just wanted so badly something that wasn't so structural. And I think genuinely the first time I put it on, I just started giggling and almost crying, just really giggling madly because I just couldn't believe that it wasn't buckling under the weight of my boobs. But then since then, because I'm not walking around braless or with tiny little bralettes on because I want to support what I have been using the Gap Eclipse medium support bra. And that genuinely is now one that as soon as they've got one of their 50% off sales, I'm going in and buying about 18 of them. They are great. They've got good coverage, but they've also got 3 straps on each side that cross over at the back. So you've got that kind of pretty element too, but you still feel supported. So if you don't need a huge amount of support, but you still like you still like support. It's a really, really great sports bra / crop top situation. So those are my picks. Those are the brands that I've tried and tested. There are ones that I'm not mentioning because I've tried them and I thought they're absolute garbage. But those are my top picks, the ones that I think if you're spending your money on new fitness gear, they are definitely brands and products that I highly, highly recommend. But what do you wear? What kit do you think is worth investing in? As this is part of a Christmas pod, I will start a thread in the Facebook group and we can have a chat. You can share the links to the products that you really like or the leggings that really work for you. Or maybe there's a sports bra that you're going to tell me completely eclipses my 3-bra strategy that I was using before my breast reduction. Let me know in the show notes. I'm so keen to hear about it. If there are brands that you just think are so worth the investment, some sports brands get very, very expensive. And I'm always thinking, does it really need to be able to last on the surface of Mars in order for me to be able to wear it to go for a run around my park? I sometimes think it gets a little bit too high performance. But if you found something that is expensive, but it's worth the money because you're not going to have to repurchase for years, then let us know. Let me know in the Facebook group. The link to join will be in the show notes. Or if you'd rather, email me on thebeautypodcast@gmail.com. You can always DM me on social media. I'm at Emma Guns on Twitter and Instagram. And it would be, it'd be so good to hear from you. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you on the next one.
Do you ever feel like your brain is on overdrive and your mind is constantly racing? The plans, worries, and to-do lists are never ending. Calm can help your mind take a break from the noise by softening anxiety symptoms in the moment and helping you cope with day-to-day stressors. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, giving you the power to calm your mind and change your life. Their meditations range to fit your needs each day, from anxiety and stress, relaxation and focus, to building habits and taking care of your physical well-being. They even have expert-led talks on topics such as tips for overcoming stress and anxiety, handling grief, improving self-esteem, caring for relationships, and more. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/stressless. Go to calm.com/stressless for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/stressless.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.